Mark, Paul talked yesterday about giving everybody just a couple of days to get away from each other and felt it would be good for the team. Are you guys excited and ramped up and ready to go for this road trip now?
Yeah, you know, schedule has been busy, so you're getting a few days to get some rest and have that luxury in this time in the schedule is big. And you know, we gotta be ready for this one. We know it's gonna be a grind out there, so we just have to be ready for that challenge.
You obviously know a lot about Colorado. You've played them 3 times already this year. What's the main focus coming into this one on the road tonight?
Oh, you just can't give them time. They got a lot of skilled guys that are gonna make you pay if you give them time to make some plays and handle the puck. So we just got to be on them quick and you know, eliminate their time and space.
There's 4 or 5 teams right now that they're a part of battling for a postseason spot. How close are you watching the race that is right now to see who's going to make it?
Still a lot of games left, so a lot of things can happen. So obviously there's a lot of teams playing well right now, and you know, our focus is only on what we can do.
Mark, that kind of Colorado group split up that top line against Vegas, how does that kind of change how they look matchup wise?
Still 3 very talented players that are in their lineup, so you know, obviously they're pretty deadly together, but you know, they're all very, very talented players and can make you pay when you give them time. So we have to be ready for, you know, we need all 4 lines, all 6D to stop them.
Mark, less than a week until trade deadline. How closely have you been watching will you be watching what goes on around this league and specifically, obviously, with things that could impact your team?
Yeah, obviously we all pay attention. You know, we're not in the trade calls or anything like that, so we have no idea what's going on. But it's always interesting to see what you know, what transpires, you know, over this next week in terms of, you know, who gets who and you know, what teams are buyers, what teams are sellers. So it'll be an interesting week for sure.